check the lady section as well. This is one of the lady section as well. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم. Pay attention, inshallah. Today we're doing a very, very important topic, and that is regarding. Wake him up. See, what's the topic? What are you speaking about? Something important, what? Something very important, and that is wearing un-Islamic clothing. See, give me one example of un-Islamic clothing, boy. Tight pants, see. Shorts, see. Type of un-Islamic clothing. See. Cross chain, mashallah. Whether it's on the soccer shirt or not, huh? See. Another type of un-Islamic clothing. See. Silk for men, mashallah. See? Gold, okay. More of clothing? Mashallah, clothes of the different other religions. Jeans, mashallah, very good. So we all know what's un-Islamic clothing. Gee, mashallah, very good. So the most important thing is Muslims have their own identity and clothing. Allah has given us our own identity and clothing, not the identity brand. Huh? That's all un-Islamic clothing. See? How I know? I'm human, but. Number two, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See what we must say? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever imitates a nation will be regarded as one of them. Now this is something very, very serious. Imitating another nation will make us part of them. So now we want to wear one shirt with, that's messed up, huh? We want to wear a shirt with the devil. See, we want to wear all these different shirts of the kuffar. We want to wear clothes of the kuffar. Now it's very, very scary. Why? What can happen to us? Day of Qiyamah, who we can be with? MashaAllah. Allah protect us. We're wearing clothes with the devil. We're wearing clothes that people who worship the devil wear. We have love for all this in our hearts. We feel this is beautiful and this is in style. This is the way. But what's the greatest fear of this? Who we can be resurrected with? The same people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates, and they hate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah has given us our own beautiful Islamic lifestyle, our own beautiful Islamic clothing. And if we dress in this, we will be with the people of Iman on the day of Qiyamah. We will be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will be with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. We will be with the pious people. So simple recipe. We just need to wear the correct clothing, inshallah. Abdullah bin Amr bin Al-As radiallahu anhu narrates that one day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him wearing yellow clothing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, remove this clothing as it is the color of the disbelievers. He asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should I wash it? Meaning wash the color away, what we'll say in our language, to put bleach on it or something to it, the color changes. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, burn it. Right? So after hearing this hadith, who in their hearts it came that I'm going home, I got this haram t-shirt, I got this haram shorts, I got this clothes with eyes, I'm going home and I'm going to burn it. Anyone, it came in their heart. See? If it never come in the heart, at least make the intention, alright? Make the intention. MashaAllah. Minimum is we get rid of it. The sooner the better. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him wearing rare clothing and said to him, "This is the color of the garments of the disbelievers. Do not wear it. This is the garments of the disbelievers. Do not wear it." So we can see in different ahadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam how much he's encouraging us not to wear clothes of the disbelievers. Leave alone the clothes, even if the color is of the colors that are selected for the disbelievers, or what do you say, especially khas, mana, how you translate khas, specific. These colors are specific to the disbelievers. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraging them, or not encouraging them, commanding them that get rid of it. Males are prohibited from wearing silk clothing. MashaAllah, who gave us that answer? You. Prohibited from wearing silk clothing. MashaAllah. Number 6, it is not permissible to use any item of clothing that has animate pictures on it. What's animate pictures? Cows. Huh? What we call murat, eyes. Right? So you got a picture of a tree on your clothes, no problem. You got a picture of a devil, problem. You got a picture of a bird, problem. Understand? See, Allah protect us. So anything with eyes, we are not allowed to wear. It is not permissible to wear a tie as it is a resemblance of the Christian cross. Right? So the tie, it's a resemblance of the Christian cross. So, we are not allowed to wear that as well. Right? Even if you... See? Both we can't wear. Even worse. It looks like that. That's for girls. On the girls' dresses you find that. Now you're resembling women. Men should avoid wearing clothing or shoes which resemble that of females. Example, pink, orange and purple and red kurtas, shirts or trousers and other bright and gaudy colors. G-A-U-D-Y, right? All these funny neon colors, this and that, not for men. Understand? So also we shouldn't wear that thing that resembles the clothes of females, like bow tie. Number 9, do not become walking billboards by wearing t-shirts or jackets that promote and advertise certain products or sports, etc. Right? So you're walking like Adidas is paying you, or Nike is paying you. Understand? We shouldn't wear these kinds of clothing. Rather, we should become signs and billboards of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us tawfiq.